to the bottom of the fifth inning we go. Atwater Chuckers, B.J. Kingery will bat against Jim Toole. And the first pitch to Kingery is low for a ball, 1-0. B.J. Kingery so far today is 0-2 against Toole. First pitch of ball, there's ball two. 2-0 the count to Kingery. Toole's pitch. Missing inside, and 3-0. Kingery, Jordan Olson, and Jacoby Anderson, and Kingery will take ball four. So nobody out. Jordan Olson bats. Jordan Olson so far today, 0-2, has tested Brennan Hoppe out twice today.
Well, I had one go over his head. It was a line shot that I'm kind of glad that it wasn't right at him. It was hit hard.
There's a strike on the inside corner to Jordan Olson. 0-1. The ball's one strike. Olson rips this one foul down the third baseline. And the count 0-2 now to Jordan Olson. To the count with the base runner, B.J. Kingery over at first. Jim Toole's pitch, that bounces past Joe Stangler, and they throw over to first, and boy, Kingery was way off the bag. Ty Reller tries to slap a tag on Kingery, and the base umpire says stay safe.
Wow. I don't think he had him, did you?
I thought he just swiped at him, too. I didn't think he had him either. I think he got to the far side of the base.
Okay, in between.
Reller tried to sell it to the umpire. One ball, two strikes. That was a nice scoop by Joe Stangler.
Yes, it was backhanded.
All right, Jordan Olson slapping one foul down the first baseline. Reller goes into the crowd and collides with somebody. I don't know if that was one of the staff here, too. Reller losing his hat.
Somebody rolled out of their chair.
That's probably what it was. They fell out of their chair.
They didn't fall too far.
No. One ball, two strikes. Field pitch, Olson drills it foul down the right field line, or actually the left field line. There's a batting cage, an outdoor batting cage set up. It goes right into that batting cage net. 1-2 the count to Jordan Olson. Kingery takes his lead again. Jim Toole delivers just outside and 2-2. Don, a lot of teams have gone away from your traditional dirt coaching boxes, too.
Yes, they have.
Just pretty much put grass over everything.
I think that's kind of a good idea. You know, I don't think anybody ever stayed in them.
Olson skies one to left field again. This will be foul and well out of play.
Except the outline over there, look where the third base coach is. He isn't even close to being in it.
Right. 2-2 the count. Olson and Toole battling here in the bottom of the fifth. D.J. Kingery takes his lead at first. Toole steps off the rubber. Just the fake to third, or to first. And back in the box, Jordan Olson.
I thought you had to throw to first when you stepped off to go that way. Apparently not.
Here's a ball that bounces in the dirt by, knocked down by Joe Stangler. Three balls, two strikes. It's been a long at bat for Jordan Olson. And he drills a base hit into left field.
He worked head at that.
Oh, my goodness. Had to be close to 10 pitches.
Oh, I would say.
So base hit for Olson.
The hitters do that, right? They fall off pitches that are close to wait for the one that he makes the mistake on. They got some good hitters in this Atwater lineup.
Jacoby Anderson will bat. Two on, nobody out. And Jacoby is 1-for-2 so far today. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to count.
Here comes your other plane landing with your manager.
Anderson tries to bunt and bunts a ball, 1-1.
Was that your agent's plane?
I heard a little kid say, the plane, and that brought back a love boat to me when was a tattoo would always say, the plane, boss, the plane. Oh, yeah. Love boat.
Yeah.
1-1, our count. Jacoby Anderson shows bunt, puts a great bunt down the third baseline, and he's going to get himself a bunt single here. Brennan Hoppe kind of hung out at third base, and Jimmy Toole, he did not chase it down the line at all, and Jacoby Anderson, a bunt single, will load him up for Justin Schrader.
Yikes.
Right. So, with the bases loaded, nobody out, a 4-0 Atwater lead. Going to get a pinch runner here, too, Don, for Jacoby Anderson.
22, Vance Marlin.
Vance Martin. Schrader at the plate. He'll take the first pitch, a strike called, 0-1. The ball's one strike to Justin Schrader. Jim Toole's pitch. Schrader laces a base hit to right field. That'll score one. Here comes Olson. Reller's throw to the plate and tagged out at the plate is Jordan Olson on a nice relay from Rademacher to Reller. To Stengler. Base hit for Schrader scores one. It's now 5-0. Jordan Olson tagged out at the plate, scored 9-3-2. One out. Runners at first and second. And here's Matt Tanner. Three hits and a walk in the inning. And Tanner takes outside a ball, 1-0. Matt Tanner so far today, 1-for-2. Pitch a called strike, and one ball, one strike. Here's a throw back to second, and back safely is the new runner, Martin. Joe Stengler tried to pick Martin off at second. Pretty soon we'll be back in the full sunshine, Don. We had a big cloud that went over us for a while.
Been watching that.
Here's the pitch. Strike call to Matt Tanner and 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
That plane's been circling. I think it can't land yet, huh?
Well, I think it's practicing its landings and takeoffs, Don. I think it lands and takes off again.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Pitch to Tanner inside a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss, strike three by Tanner. So Matt Tanner out on strikes, and Michael Malvin to the plate.
Number one.
5-0 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Been a long half inning. Tim Tool ready on the mound, kicks and delivers, and here's a drive to right. Rademacher hasn't measured, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Atwater in the fifth. One run on three hits. There were no Silver Streak errors and two left on base. We played five. It's 5-0 Atwater leading New Munich. We're back in a minute here on KAFM. All right, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at Painesville Baseball Park. As, Joe Niewin is in the park.
He's in the park.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to throw something at us.
5 innings in the books right now, 5-0, Atwater leading New Munich, Region 15C baseball action being brought to you by the Trapper's Pub and Grub. Over in Farming, Greenwall Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Painesville, Chevrolet Buick, State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman Stand and Lake Henry, Furniture Grocery of St. Martin, extra feed service over in New Munich. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, New Munich Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill of Richmond, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Brinkey's Liquor of Richmond, and Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Hunter Rademacher will lead off the sixth inning for New Munich. He'll be followed by Nick Stangler. Five nothing. Michael Melvin delivers. Hunter Rademacher taps this one to first. Fielded by Tanner. The flip to Melvin. And a 3-1 put out of Hunter.
Nice play. First baseman. Matt Tanner. Nice job getting the ball. Fed the ball to Michael Melvin. It's kind of a hard name to pronounce. There's two first names there.
How many people do you know named Melvin? It's Melvin, not Melvin.
Melvin.
Michael Melvin.
Melvin. M-A.
Here's Nick Stangler.
But it was a nice play.
It was a nice play. Nick Stangler follows it at the plate. And the count to Nick. At 0-2 already. Our finale tonight. Game number 2 of Region 15C, Richmond and El Rosa. Both teams undefeated so far. Pitch from Melvin bouncing in the dirt. And the count 1-2. 1-2. Melvin kicks and delivers, and Stangler will follow another one off. Count stays 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Nick Stangler, ball again. Paul Sand fields it. That third base coach box. Ball and 2 strikes. Here's a swing and a miss by Nick. He's out on strikes. So here in the sixth inning, 2 down for New Munich. And here's Ty Reller. Ty Reller, 0-2 today. Puts a bunt down right out in front of the plate. Jacoby Anderson picks it up, throws to first in time to get Ty Reller, and that'll do it for New Munich here in the sixth. No runs, no hits. No errors, no one left on. We played 5.5. It's 5-0. Atwater over to Munich. We're back in 1 minute on KSM Albany. Region 15C baseball action here on KSM, brought to you by the fine folks over at Greenwald Insurance, Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville, Virgil's Big Arena of Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, fine folks over at North American Insurance Agency, Bruce Stang, thank you very much. He's bringing us water here Other sponsors, Whirlwind Steel Components, CHS, Seville, Rosa, Center Care Health in Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Freeport State Bank, Jucci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gill Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, and New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, our Region 15C sponsors. To the bottom of the sixth inning, Ryan Walsh leads it off, a long drive to center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp back about 15 feet in front of the warning track, makes the catch for the out. One out, damn to the plate, Jeff Peterson. Peterson will take outside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. So our cloud went away here. Get a little sunshine for the rest of the afternoon, I think. Peterson will take outside corner, a strike called, and 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Jim Toole kicks and delivers, and Peterson, a fly ball to left field. Nick Stangler hardly has to move, makes the catch for the second out here in the inning.
Jimmy Toole settled in pretty well after that second inning. He really did, John.
Yes, he did. There's been some instances where there's been a few base runners, but for the most part, he's been able to work out of it. Now, that second inning was a bear when he gave up the four hits in that inning. There was a couple errors, though, in the inning, too. At the plate, Josh Cunningham, he'll fall one off down the left field line over the bleacher section.
I think everybody was hollering, there's one coming. They're all ducking over there and kind of landed behind him.
Big shadows being cast now over the scoreboard in the trees for the batter's eye. See shadows into center field. Cunningham swings and misses, a strike two, 0-2 the count two. Josh Cunningham, Toole pitch, outside a ball, and 1-2. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the sixth inning, 5-0. Atwater leading New Munich here in an elimination game today at Painesville. Pitch a little bit low for a ball, and 2-2. Two outs, two strikes. Ground ball. Over to second baseman Joe Hoppe. Bobbles it once, throws to first. Can't get him as he throws it into the dirt to Tyrell and an error on Hoppe. So for the Silver Streaks, that's their third error today.
Third baseman,
and it'll bring B.J. Kingery to the plate. B.J. so far today 0 for 2 with a walk. A run scored. Kingery looks down to his coach for the sign. 5-0. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. 4 Atwater, no runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for New Munich. It's low for a ball to Kingery. And 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Cunningham, nice lead at first. Kingery lines a single to right field. Cunningham going to take a big turn at third. There he goes. Here's Rademacher's throw. Not in time as it bounces off of Brennan Hoppe. Kingery went into Brennan Hoppe, and I think Brennan got spiked pretty good right in the knee. You can see his pants torn. That spike tearing a hole in the knee of Brennan Hoppe.
He tried blocking the bag over there. Josh Cunningham went in pretty hard.
Wow. So, a single and on the throw, B.J. Kingery ends up on second. And Jordan Olson at the plate. So an error and a hit. The checker's got a threat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Here's a drive to right center field. This is going to drop in and score both those runners. There's Rademacher's throw cut off by Reller. The throw at the plate. They say he caught him. Wow, Joe Stengler able to tag Kingery out at the plate as a Kingery has slid on it just like he stopped.
Yes, he did. He didn't get to the plate.
No,
really.
No. I thought for sure he'd slide in safe, so they only score one as Jordan Olson gets an RBI, scoring Cunningham, but Kingery cut down trying to score. One run on two hits. There was an error and one left on base. After six, Atwater six, and New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM. Back at Region 15C headquarters, that's Painesville Baseball Park. Don Hine and Randy Rothstein with you. 6-0. Atwater leading New Munich. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Joe Stengler, Jacob Hinnenkamp, and Jim Tuohl, the scheduled hitter. Pitch two, Joe Stengler's low for a ball, 1-0. Ball, no strike. Stengler follows it at the plate, 1-1. I did see Louis Opatz go down and start throwing.
Okay.
So the draftee from Spring Hill went down with a Logan Funk. Logan's got the broken thumb, but he's also a catcher, so saw them exit the dugout. Logan's son of Jeff Funk, former player for New Munich. Pitch two, Joe Stengler outside in the count, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Stengler will take a strike called and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. Here's the pitch, Stengler, a chopper to third. Kingery fields the two hopper. Strong throw across the diamond to Tanner, and a 5-3-foot out. Boy, some of those throws, Don, you think they're going to sail over the first baseman's head, and then you realize, I mean, like Tanner or Ty Reller, they're so tall.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they can reach up in the air just about 9 feet.
Now you look for where he got that over there, Kingery, to where he threw that. That's a long way across the diamond.
It is.
We'd have to play a little long toss for a while to see if we can get it there.
I agree.
Well, you could stand in the middle. I'll relay it to you.
Here's Jacob Hinnenkamp at the plate. Hinnenkamp rips a single into left field. Bring Jim Tuohl up. Hinnenkamp gets his second hit of the afternoon and evening. With one out, Jimmy Tuohl bats. Jim 0 for 2 today. 6-0 our score. Jim Tuohl swings through the Michael Malvin pitch and misses strike one. Oh, one to count. Malvin delivers and another swing and a miss foul tip by Tuohl. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. Jim Tuohl today popped up to the first baseman and struck out. Brennan Hoppe on deck for New Munich. The 0-2 pitch, strike three called. Tuohl gets caught looking. So two outs. And Brennan Hoppe and make his way to the plate.
Looks like he could be injured a little bit with his right leg there, Brennan. He's hobbling a little bit up at the dugout over here. I think he got slid into pretty hard.
Hinnenkamp leads from first with two outs, and Brandon Hoppe fouls it into the dugout of New Munich, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Mm-hmm. Malvin's pitch, a little bit low, a ball to Hoppe, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. One the count. Malvin, his delivery works inside to Brennan Hoppe, and the count 2-1. Innekamp leads at first. Here's a courtesy throw to first, and Innekamp back easily. It's like, yeah, I know you're there. Just, no, I know you're there.
Yeah. Don't get too far out.
Right.
I'll pick you off.
That's right. Pitch missing high in the count. 3-1 now to Brandon Hoppe. Chad Funk on deck for New Munich. Kick the pitch. Outside, ball four, and Brennan Hoppe will walk. Chad Funk to the plate now with runners at first and second. Innekamp leads from second, Hoppe from first, and now Matt Tanner will play behind Hoppe at first. The kick, the pitch from Michael Malvin. Strike called, 0-1. Close, one strike. Ooh, high and tight to Chad. And the count, one ball, one strike. One the count. Funk takes strike two, called on the outside corner. 1-2 now to Chad Funk. Batting here, top of the seventh inning, a 6-0 Atwater lead over New London Spicer. Michael Malvin working from the stretch. Innekamp leads from second. Brennan Hoppe over at first. Richmond looks like they're done hitting. They're starting to make their way to the field here. They will take on Al Rosa following this one. Here's a shot back to Michael Malvin on the mound. He stops it with his bare hand, throws to first after he bobbled it once, and Chad Funk will be safe at first.
That'll be a hit, too, for Chad Owner.
It will be, and that'll make it 4-for-4 day for Chad Funk.
Wow.
Boy, Malvin did Don what a lot of pitchers are told not to do. Use your bare hand and try to stop a baseball, but it's so instinctive that
yes, it is.
You try to knock it down.
He almost caught that. It bounced off his hand. He had it
just about bare-handed.
Yes, he did.
Here's Joe Hoppe at the plate. The first pitch to Joe, ball 1-0. The base is loaded for New Munich. I mean, they're a big blast away from getting right back in this.
Yes, they are.
It's strike call in 1-1. 6-0 Atwater leads here in the seventh. Malvin kicks in, delivers, and Hoppe drills it down the third base line, just foul. So 1-2 the count to Joe Hoppe. What's Joe done today? A strikeout. He bounced into a double play and a fly ball to left. 0-for-3 for Joe Hoppe. Hunter Rademacher on deck. Six to nothing, Atwater with the lead, and Hoppe will fight it off, ball it back and out of play. The count stays 1-2. 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Atwater. No runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for New Munich. So it's not that New Munich's really been out hit today. They just haven't capitalized on their hits.
Right, here's an example. Now you need a clutch base hit here.
Yeah.
Score a couple runs.
It's low and away in the count, 2-2 now to Joe Hoppe. Two balls, two strikes. Calvin's pitch, Hoppe ground ball too short. Up with it is the shortstop. Here's the throw to first.
Wow.
In time to get Joe Hoppe is Jordan Tanner. He tried second, but Chad Funk had such a great jump, he he didn't take a shot at second, so he had to throw it across the diamond. They get Joe Hoppe by a step, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left on after six and a half. Atwater 6, New Munich nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball coming up in 1 minute. All right, we're back here at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen. Bunch of defensive changes for the New Munich Silver Streaks here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We've got a pitching change.
We've got Louis Opez, the draftee from Spring Hill, coming in to pitch for Jim Toole. We have Alex Hennenkamp going in for Joe Hoppe, but he was playing right field. And the right fielder, Hunter Rademacher, will be moving to second base, I believe.
Here's Jacoby Anderson stepping up to the plate. Jacoby, Justin Schrader, and Matt Tanner. A swing and a miss by Jacoby Anderson. And 0-1, Louis Opat, the draftee from Spring Hill, on the mound. Louis will be, well, Louis actually can't bat, Don, because he's a draftee. So this Jim Toole will still be the DH.
He'll be still hitting, yeah.
Get this pitcher DH rule here. Pitch a strike to Jacoby Anderson, 0-2, and now Louis wastes one in the dirt in one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. Here's Opat's pitch, a little bit high and outside, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two, strike three called. Jacoby Anderson gets rung up on the inside corner. And Jacoby, the catcher for Atwater, has a few words with the home plate umpire.
Yes, he did. He's the catcher for Atwater, so
yeah.
He can probably canoe a little bit behind the plate.
And the manager.
Yeah. And the manager.
That's right. Here comes Justin Schrader to the plate. Pitch to Justin is driven. Wow, wow, right over the bleachers down the left field line. Definitely woke some people up, I think. And the count 0-1 to Justin Schrader. Breaking ball from Louis Opat. Strike two, 0-2. The balls, two strikes. Richmond and El Rosa will play our next game. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Is high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. As Opat delivers, Schrader ground ball to first. Up with it is Ty Reller. He'll flip to Louis Opat's covering and a 3-1 put out. Two outs here in the seventh. And Matt Tanner bats. Matt Tanner, so far today, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Leo Pats his pitch, a little bit low, and 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes. Opatz delivers in a line drive to Chad Funk at short. That'll do it for Tanner and the Checkers here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on, seven complete. 6-0. Atwater leading New Munich. We head to the top of the eighth. We're back here on KASM in a minute. Top of the eighth inning. Hunter Rademacher will lead it off for New Munich. Hunter will be followed by Nick Stangler and Ty Reller. A 6-0 Atwater lead, Don Heinen. And boy, we've talked so much this afternoon. New Munich's left a lot of base runners on.
Yes, they have.
This ball game just haven't been able to capitalize.
They left eight runners on base so far in the afternoon.
Hunter Rademacher.
Probably
ball.
Dr. Keith come in the booth here for a little bit, I might have to have him stay here for a little bit.
Yeah.
An adjustment.
Oh, I'd love to see you get adjusted.
In which way?
Thank you, Dr. Keith. Dr. Keith is stopping by to say hi. One ball, two strikes to count to Hunter Rademacher, inside a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hunter, a ground ball to Tanner at first. He'll run it to the bag himself and the unassisted put out of Rademacher. Our nightcap here, the final game of the evening was scheduled to start right around 8 o'clock. Probably will be closer to 9 o'clock. But we're just about on pace where we were last night with our ball games at 6 and 8:30, so should not be a problem. Here's Nick Stangler at the plate. First pitch, a ball to Nick. There's the strike called in, 1-1. Somebody needs a little muffler work on their vehicle. 1-1, Stangler beats this ground ball, a foul, and 1-2.
There's a lot of them out there then, Randy, that need muffler work.
A ball and two strikes. One out, nobody on, and the pitch from Michael Melvin is high. And 2-2. This is an elimination game. We've been talking about it all afternoon and evening here. You need to keep winning now here in the loser's bracket. The winner of this ball game gets farming tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Yes, it is.
So they could play three games on the weekend as Nick Stangler singles to left field. Tyrell are up to the plate now with one out. And the pitch from Michael Melvin, a little bit low ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Reller will chop this over to Tanner at first, and Matt Tanner throws to second.
Nice play by Tanner over there.
The force out, throws to brother Jordan Tanner. So 3-6 on the put out. And Ty Reller now becomes the base runner. Two outs. And here's Joe Stangler. Got some scores from Region 11 seed today. Looks like Eden Valley beat St. Nick. He's 17-3. So St. Nick is eliminated from 11C, and Kimball over Bird Island, 9-2. Bird Island done in that tournament as well. Sobieski beat Buckman 4-0 today. Lastrup over Avon, 3-2 in 11 innings. Some amateur baseball scores. Some other regions being played. Here we had El Rosa beat Farming 2-1 today. Regal over Meyer Grove, 5-2. New London Spicer beat St. Martin, 2-1 today. And here it's 6-0 Atwater in the top of the eighth. Joe Stangler at the plate. The count, two balls and one strike to Joe. Alvin's pitch, strike on the inside corner, and 2-2. Two outs. Ty Reller, the base runner at first. 2-2. Stangler, ground ball to third. Kingery up with it. We'll toss it on over to second. The force out of Reller, and that'll do it for Numinic here in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. After 7.5, 6-0 Atwater over Numinic. Back in a minute on KSF. Oh, yes. Bottom of the eighth inning. Lots of family connections here. Region sponsors, of course, El Rosa Green and Pete. That's your brother-in-law, isn't it, Don?
Yes, it is. A shout-out to Tim.
Is that your favorite brother-in-law?
I got a bunch of them.
get saved.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Mary's down here.
That would be your wife Mary's brother, right?
Yep. She definitely thinks he's the craziest
one. The craziest one. Okay. Fun stuff. Thank you to El Rosa Grain and Feed for being one of our Region 15 C sponsors. To the bottom of the eighth inning, Michael Melvin, Ryan Walsh, and Jeff Peterson, the scheduled hitters, 7-8-9, facing Louis Opas. He begins his second inning of work, and Louis delivers a strike, 0-1. The Walsh, one strike. Swing and a miss by Melvin, strike two. Well, he's looked good here that first inning.
Yes,
he looked good. He looks good here to this first batter. Of course, the issue with Louis always has been, can he throw strikes? Gets a streak of wildness, gets in his head. Like so many others. One ball, two strikes. Gets the pitch, and Melvin will follow this one out of play. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Opat's pitch in the dirt, scooped out nicely by Joe Stengler, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Melvin, a little chopper out in front of the plate. It goes foul, and the count stays 2-2. Bottom of the eighth inning, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Atwater. No runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors for New Munich. Opas pitch, strike 3 called on the inside corner, and Melvin rung up on strikes. That was a good pitch.
Yes, it was. Down by the knees on the inside corner. Nothing you can do with that one too much. You're going to either fall it off or you're not going to do much with it.
Coming up to the plate, Ryan Walsh, the right fielder. Opas pitch, inside a ball, 1-0. One oh the count. Louis Opas delivers, outside a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch is a little bit outside, high, and 3-0 now to Ryan Walsh. There's ball four, so Walsh walks on four straight. And to the plate, Jeff Peterson, the left fielder. Jeff Peterson so far today is 0-for-3. Opas pitch. Missing outside of ball, 1-0.
Right now, you do not want to give Atwater a chance to score more runs here in the eighth inning.
Opas pitch, missing high, 2-0 now. Two outs, no strikes. Kick the pitch inside, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Louis Opas kicks, delivers. There's a strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And outside ball four, back-to-back walks by Louis Opas. That'll bring leadoff hitter Josh Cunningham to the plate with one out, two on. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Walsh at second, over at first, Peterson. And the pitch, low and outside a ball to leadoff man Josh Cunningham, and 1-0. Opats works from the stretch. His pitch, strike called, 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Looks to me like the crowd is starting to get bigger here, doesn't it? Starting to grow as the night gets a little later.
Fouled out of play by Cunningham, and the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Runners there leads from first and second. Here's a shot to second and by the second baseman, Rademacher, into right field. It's going to score Walsh. On to third goes Peterson, and Cunningham with an RBI single makes it 7-0. Cunningham, his third hit of the evening. We'll bring B.J. Kingery to the plate. 7-0 our score. Louis Opatz pitch, and Kingery takes high and tight. Ball one.
Is there a 10 run in this tournament? I believe there is. Seven innings that have to be played, correct?
Right, right.
So blast here would end it, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yes, it would.
Kingery takes a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. See those shadows coming over the scoreboard, and the batter's eye now just about totally across the outfield. Kingery takes a strike on the inside corner, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners take their lead. Opatz pitch, and Kingery fouls it back and out of play.
Ooh.
Count stays 1-2.
That went off that cement up into the crowd over there.
Really?
Ooh. And it bounced right through the trays.
A ball and two strikes. B.J. Kingery batting here in the bottom of the eighth inning. His team leading 7-0. Louis Opatz pitch, and Kingery another foul back and out of play.
Right fielder playing a little shallow, Randy?
It seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely a run for a while if you put something over his head. Pitches in the dirt from Louis Opatz, and the count 2-2 now. One run in here in the eighth inning. As Atwater scored a big four spot in the second to pick up single runs in the fifth and the sixth, and now here in the seventh, or actually in the eighth, excuse me, here in the eighth. As Kingery drives this to center field, Jacob Hennenkamp will make the catch for the out. Peterson tags. It's now 8-0 on the sacrifice fly by B.J. Kingery. And Jordan Olson steps up to the plate. Two outs. Over at first base, Josh Cunningham, he holds on. And Jordan Olson, a 2-for-4 day so far. Hits in his last two at-bats. Swings and misses at Louis Opatz's pitch. And 0-1.
That was one healthy cut, wasn't it, Randy?
Don, you know, these guys know it.
They know that.
Oh, absolutely. Two runs, so we can close it out and take a victory.
Absolutely.
As Olson fouls it back and out of play. And the count two, Jordan Olson at 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Cunningham is short lead. Opatz pitch and a swing and a miss. Olson down on strikes, and that'll do it for Atwater here in the eighth. Two runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on. Eight complete. Atwater 8 and Dominick nothing. Reached 15-seat baseball action. More to come in a minute here on KFM. Top of the ninth inning. We got a pitching change for the Atwater Chuckers. Now on the mound, number 6. Don Heinen.
Adam Nybar. Adam Nybar, big, tall, lanky kid, comes right over the top with that pitch.
Did Melvin come out of the game, or did he move right in C?
Yeah, I'm looking for number one out there, and it may be that he did come out right now.
Okay.
And he probably did. Yep, I don't see him on the field.
Yep, I see the dugout over there.
So Nybar in, and he'll face Jacob Hinnenkamp. Like Paul Sand is going to go into the DH role. He's going to hit for Jim Tuell, and Brennan Hoppe, the scheduled hitter. So, Niebauer kicks and delivers. And a strike called. 0-1 to Hinnenkamp. Niebauer. Big, tall right-hander. There's strike two to Jacob Hinnenkamp. 0-2. Hinnenkamp, a high chopper to short. Tanner up with it, across the diamond. Tanner to Tanner, 6-3 on the put out of Hinnenkamp. One down here in the inning, the top of the ninth. And Paul Sand will come up to bat.
Nice play by Jordan Tanner, the shortstop there. He's had two hopper coming. He didn't want to get in between that hop, so he actually stopped and played that second hop, but it did come up for him and threw a good strike over to first base.
So Paul Sand hitting for Jim Tuell here in the ninth. And Sand will take a strike called 0-1. Balls, one strike. A lot of guys like Paul Sand, Joe Hoppe, even Craig Welly during the season, Jim Tuell. Having to bat out of necessity here because of all the injuries. Sand will follow it to the screen. And the count at 1-2 now to Paul. He's throwing it to the catcher, Jacoby Anderson, and he never saw it coming.
It was a Hadley that threw that one. Andy Hadley.
He was the young man that talked to us last night walking out of the park.
Okay. We have to get his number mentioned.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. And swings and misses. He's out on strikes. And Brennan Hoppe comes to the plate. Brennan so far today, 0-for-2 with a walk. Hoppe up at the plate, facing a right-hander, Adam Nybar. And the pitch.
Got a piece of it.
Yeah, followed it to the screen, and 0-1.
Nybar, he throws pretty hard, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. You can just tell. I mean, he's got to be 6'6", all of 6'6" there. He's so big. And the pitch a little bit low at the count 1-1. All right-hander that just comes over the top and brings the gas. Hoppe pops this one up over by first base. Tanner in foul territory. Makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Dominick as they fall in defeat today to Atwater by a score of 8-0. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score again, 8-0 Atwater.